We gather today in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Want to welcome one and all. What a beautiful, crisp, cool morning for the month of May in Texas. Wow, beautiful. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for the rain, too. So we had a great week with all that. A couple reminders. First of all, we want to welcome and thank anyone who's here as guests, especially. We welcome your presence. We do have some connection cards in the pew there in front of you. If you'd love to fill those out and give us your information, we'd love to connect with you. So please take some time to do that. That's also a place, if anybody has any prayer requests, you can put those on there and hand those in to an usher or the offering plate later on in the service. Reminder that as we begin the month of May, our special offering for this month of May, above and beyond your regular offerings and gifts, is for the Golden Hub. The Golden Hub provides meals for retirement age folks, activities, and also meals on wheels to approximately 100 homebound seniors every day. So a great ministry that we support here in our church and in our community. Well, we want to extend Christian sympathies to the two families, to Janet Patty Kaiser, whose service was this past Thursday, and also then to the family of Dennis Durst. And that service will be Tuesday at 11 here at the church. Please keep those families in your thoughts and in your prayers. Today's a special day. At our 10:30 service, we have seven of our young people that will be affirming their baptism through the rite of confirmation, so we look to celebrate with them and their families today. And I would ask you to pray for them as they continue this journey of faith, taking that next step in that journey. Reminder about next weekend. Of course, it's Mother's Day weekend, and we've got a special Nailed It event that Daniel's got planned for after service, but you need to RSVP for that, right, Daniel?
RSVP is closed. So.
Oh, that's closed already. All right. Okay. Well, if you're really interested, twist his arm.
If you're really nice, we'll let you go.
Very good. Also this week, Kindernest, our Montessori school next door, one of our great ministries here, has a Mom's Night Out. It's a special fundraiser for Kindernest as we celebrate moms, daughters, and special women in our life. And that's Thursday, May 7th from 5:30 to 8 at the new Dots Bakery at 314 East Austin. There's a flyer back in the back as you enter or exit the church for more information. I will tell you that tickets are cheaper if you get them ahead of time and not at the door. So just want to let you know that. Yeah. Our theme today, Pastor Tobias brings the word. We are talking about Jonah, the reluctant prophet, his call and his struggle, I guess we should say. Well, we are here to worship, so invite you to please rise as you're able as we begin our service this morning. We begin the service in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved of God, St. Paul reminds us in Romans 3:23 that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are to approach God's throne of grace with confidence, confessing our sins to Him. We take a moment to confess in the silence of our hearts. Now we confess our sins as a community of faith. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. For the sake
of
word and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear this good news and the mercy of Almighty God. Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our opening hymn. Let us pray. Almighty Father, you know the hearts of all your children, and the purpose you have placed upon their lives. Help us to be faithful in answering your call, even when it leads us beyond our comfort and understanding. Grant us courage to follow where you lead, trust to rest in your will, and obedience to walk in your ways. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Invite the congregation to be seated. Invite our children to come on up for...
Good morning. Today, the prophet Jonah is willing to risk his life in order to avoid God's call on his life, but running away from the Lord proves difficult. The reading is in Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 and 17. Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. The word of the Lord.
Good morning. Good morning. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I am going to share a dilemma with you, a very pastoral dilemma. So when we got the sermon series ready and I got Jonah, all the other pastors were like, "Lucky you, this basically preaches itself." And honestly, that's kind of how I felt about it too. Jonah? Easy. God calls his prophet. The prophet runs, but you cannot run from God. And so he takes crazy measures like the storm and the big fish and makes sure that his will is done. You are called to do God's will, and if you don't like it, well, watch and see what happens. Bam. Service sermon over. Right? Got that. Easy. But the more I thought about it, the harder it got. Because everyone knows the story of Jonah so very well. And we even have a Bible study running on Jonah right now. Like Sunday school classes are about the book of Jonah, which means the chances that people are actually going to fall asleep right here in their pews is pretty high right now. Because everybody's so used to hearing about Jonah, and we've already gone through all the intricacies and all the deep meanings and things like that. So, what's left to preach, right? That's my dilemma. Now, I'm a military man, and I like efficiency. And I don't want to beat a dead horse. Because that's what you say, right? Beating a dead horse? Is that what you do? No. Anyways, Texas, right? So, we're going to do, well, what are we going to do with our remaining 10 minutes that we have here? Well, if we don't want to walk through the story of Jonah again, maybe we talk about something that interests you, right? And what are we most interested in? Ourselves. Sad, but true. So if this is a sermon series being called, or about being called, and today is about this reluctant prophet who does not want to be called, and we want to make it interesting and about us, why don't we talk about our own reluctance to being called by God? Daniel led into that very well already. Because, brothers and sisters, if we are really honest with ourselves, we may talk a big game about God's call on our lives, but it sure would be nice if that call stayed within the realm of something that we're comfortable with, right? Some sacrifice, sure, I'm willing to sacrifice, but generally, it would be nice if it weren't too far out of our comfort zone. Sure, I'm willing to give part of my Sunday, I'm going to do a church ministry, but if I do that, I'm going to pick something that suits my strengths, that I'm good at, maybe something that I like to do. So, I met the barbecue team last week. Loved that. And I hope you got some of that chicken because that was amazing. So sacrifice? Sure, that was sacrifice doing the barbecue team. Getting up at 3 a.m., that isn't so much fun. And it can get really hot working those coals. My goodness, those chimneys, they... That is warm. But let me tell you, those cowboys, they did not seem very unhappy about their lot in life. Uh-uh. Brewing coffee on hot coals, frying up bacon and eggs, and generally enjoying that male camaraderie and company, right? This is the way to serve God. And I think that is kind of how it was for Jonah, too. I don't know how many of you knew this, but Jonah, this is not the first call that Jonah gets on his life. He was a prophet before our story that we all know so well begins. So in his first call, he actually spoke God's word to the Israelites. He shows up in Kings 2, or 2 Kings, sorry, in 2 Kings and prophesies Israel's victory over its enemies. And that victory actually happens. And so I bet he did enjoy that job a lot, getting called in desperate times to proclaim a future victory and then seeing it come true and being celebrated for it too. The bringer of good news to the people of Israel. I bet Jonah was pretty comfortable in his calling. But then he gets a different call. For something he absolutely does not want to do, bringing a warning to those same hated enemies that he just proclaimed victory against, the ones that had fought Israel in a bloody war, and that was a horrible war, if you read up on that, like bad, bad stuff happened. And now he's supposed to help them get salvation? No, sir. Or as Pastor David likes to say, no, 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 no. No, no, no. Oh, back to us. Here we are again at the barbecue pit. Our cowboy is happy in his ministry. He's sipping his brew, he's crunching some bacon, and all of a sudden, boom, God's voice from heaven. Leroy, leave the barbecue pit and go to the quilting house and take over the quilting ministry. Yeah. You see him running. All of a sudden, Jonah's initial reaction to pack up and run, it gets a little more understandable, doesn't it? Well, sisters and brothers, that's how it is with us humans. We like our comfort zones, and we do not appreciate being called out of them. But God has his way of pushing us out anyway. sometimes with spectacular results, like Jonah saving an entire city from sure destruction. But sometimes it's the small things, maybe by putting it into our heart to invite someone to church, even though it may feel awkward. And all of a sudden, we may have a new member here who becomes a huge blessing to this congregation. For if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. But I promise to talk about us, and I will continue doing so, for there's another story of reluctance to one's calling, and that is very related to Jonah. A short reminder, Jonah, who was reluctant to follow God's call, was swallowed up for 3 days, and then he emerged to bring salvation to a people who had never heard about God before. Does it begin to start sounding familiar? We have someone who asks to be spared from their calling, but God would not have it. And so he goes. He disappears for 3 days, and he re-emerges to save a people who had never known the Lord. Yeah, you know that story. That is the story of our Lord Jesus Christ, right there. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked to be spared this cup of suffering. Luke 22, 42-44. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood. So yes, I think Jesus' tears of blood show a certain reluctance toward his call to sacrifice. And yet he went willingly. He laid down his life, and he rose again after 3 days to save us, a people utterly lost and without God, who betrayed him. And the craziest part is that Jesus himself points to Jonah in Matthew 12:39-40. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it, except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Jesus' own words. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. So the story of Jonah is yet another example of this incredible consistency of the great story of salvation that we are a part of, that was prepared thousands of years before Jesus even happened, before he came down, and that is going on now today here in this church. One gigantic story arc, all connected through God's word. I personally find it incredibly comforting that even Jesus, God in human form, shows reluctance to what is calling. Because that tells us something, brothers and sisters. It is normal. It is human. It is okay to feel uneasy when God calls you into something difficult. And now I'm not trying to compare our own reluctance to his sacrifice. No, that would be impossible. Nothing can compare to what Christ has done for us. But still, through his entire life on earth, there's something for us here to learn. Reluctance, yes. Resistance, no. Jonah shows us what resistance leads to. It leads to storms. It leads to chaos. It leads to darkness. And it leads quite literally into the belly of death. So sisters and brothers, let us stick with Jesus on this one and not with Jonah. When the call comes, and it will come, do not run. Do not bargain. Do not hide. Instead, pray. Pray, wrestle with it. Bring your fears, your hesitations, even your tears before the Lord. But then you stand up and you take your cross and you follow him. Because here's the truth. God does not call you into comfort. He calls you into purpose. And where he calls, he also works through you, in you, and sometimes even despite you. And even though you may step into that call reluctantly, you will not walk it alone. Christ has already gone ahead of you through the storm, through the darkness, and even through death itself. So when he calls, there can only be one answer. Here I am, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let us sing our next song.
Please join me in our offertory prayer. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of him who offered himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please join me as we confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, we pray that you would call us from our reluctance and fears of failure to step out boldly to serve you and to bring the good news of the gospel into the lives of people who need to know the promise that we have in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Precious Savior, we pray for any who may be sick or ill, those hospitalized, those in need of healing and hope. We pray for those on hospice, Alice Behrens, Emma Hirschfield, Bill Petmecki. We also, Lord, pray for those families who grieve the loss of loved ones, especially we pray for the families of Patty Kaiser and Dennis Durst. Continue to hold them in the palm of your hand and give them that resurrection hope. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all creation, tremendous thanks for the rain which fell and nourished the earth this past week. As you nourish the earth and provide for its growth, continue to nourish us spiritually and help us to grow in faith. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, be with our youth today who will be affirming their baptism in the rite of confirmation. Grant them a continued thirst to want to know you and to help lead them to greater service in your church and in the world in which we live, so that together we may make a greater impact upon this world for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Now, good God, guide us as we pray that prayer which you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our closing hymn. A couple of reminders. First of all, thank you for worshiping with us today. May God continue to bless and strengthen you in your week. We do have some opportunities, Sunday school, adult education as well, down in the fellowship hall in the corner. There's a breakfast bar first, so if you want to head down that way, love to have you. And the adults, one of the classes we'll be talking on, Jonah. Yes, so follow up and dig a little deeper with that, as Gil's going to lead us this morning with that. So thank you, Gil. Also, we do have a prayer minister, so if you have a need for prayer, Kathy will be up here at the altar rail, so she will be glad to pray with you. I want to give a couple of shout-outs here this morning to our local high school here. So the Fredericksburg girls softball team, we're in the playoffs. Unfortunately, they came up a little short, but we want to give thanks to them. We also want to celebrate our boys baseball, who did win their bi-district, and they're heading on to the next round. And we've got one of our own, Davis Lochte. Is he here? Is Davis here with y'all? No? Yes? Is he? Davis, I watched that last regular season game. He pitched a no-hitter. He's only a sophomore, so he's going to be playing for the Astros one of these days. So let's give thanks to them. Yeah, you betcha. That's all that I have in the way of announcements. The worship's now ended.
And the service begins.
We leave to live out God's call. May we go to be and make disciples.
Blessing and teaching in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Remember this promise, He is with you always.
Even until the end of time.
May God bless your new week. Amen.